Boeing sees exponential growth in demand for pilots. AMR says it's time to consider a merger. And Garmin has a new glow about it. This is Aero News for Thursday, July 12, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The world will face an unprecedented demand for airline pilots and maintenance technicians over the next 20 years as global economies expand and airlines take deliveries of tens of thousands of new commercial airplanes. That's the assessment from Boeing's 2012 Pilot and Technician Outlook, a respected industry forecast of aviation personnel released Wednesday at the Farnborough International Air Show. The Boeing Outlook indicates that by 2031, the world will require 460,000 new commercial airline pilots and 601,000 new commercial airline maintenance technicians. The projected need for technicians has decreased from last year. However, demand for maintenance personnel is still expected to grow in proportion to the expanding global fleet. AMR's CEO Tom Horton sent a letter to all company employees Tuesday indicating that the company's executives have determined that it is now the proper time to consider potential mergers with other airlines. The Street reports that Horton said that the executives had held what he described as a good meeting with the creditors committee and reiterated that the airline needs to get its own financials organized, quote, before considering a complex and challenging airline acquisition, end quote. In a statement released to the media, U.S. Airways said it was, quote, pleased, end quote, that AMR is finally open to merger talks. The Chicago Tribune reports, meanwhile, that as many as five airlines are lining up to take a look at the struggling legacy carrier. Along with U.S. Airways, those include JetBlue, Alaska Air, Republic, Frontier, and Virgin America. Horton's letter also brought a reaction from the city of Philadelphia, where U.S. Airways has a major hub. Philadelphia City Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown responded to the potential merger talks with a call for U.S. Airways and American Airlines to ensure that in any merger agreement, Philadelphia would remain a hub and major international gateway. The city councilwoman said flat out that she would not support any deal that would harm the city of Philadelphia. Well, Garmin has rolled out Glow at the Farnborough International Air Show. Glow is a portable wireless GPS receiver and the first to also offer reception of Russia's GLONASS satellite network. When using both GPS and GLONASS satellites, the time it takes for the receiver to lock onto a position is, on average, about 20% faster than using GPS alone. Furthermore, when using both GPS and GLONASS, the receiver has access to 24 more satellites than using GPS alone. This is particularly helpful for users who need reliable satellite navigation in challenging environments such as deep canyons or urban environments where a large portion of the sky is blocked by solid objects. For pilots, an exclusive Glow for Aviation package is available, which comes with a mount, a power cable, and a free 6-month trial of Garmin Pilot, Garmin's aviation navigation app for Apple and Android mobile devices, available in the App Store and Google Play. Glow wirelessly connects to Apple and Android devices via Bluetooth. Glow is expected to be available in August at a suggested retail price of $99. Glow for aviation should be about $129. And now here's a wrap-up of the rest of the news from Farnborough. Boeing's list of order announcements at Farnborough continues to grow. The most recent came Wednesday, a commitment by Avalon to purchase 10 737 MAX 8s and 5 737 MAX 9s, as well as 10 next-generation 737-800s. The commitment has a list price value of $2.3 billion and also includes reconfirmation rights for 5 more 737 MAX airplanes. China aircraft leasing company, the fast-growing Hong Kong-based aircraft leasing outfit, has signed a memorandum of understanding for 36 current-generation A320 family aircraft. The deal includes 8 321s, the largest member of the A320 family, and its operators will be able to select Airbus's new fuel-saving Sharklets. The new generation of Augusta Westland helicopters made its first-ever public appearance at Farnborough this week. The family, comprising the AW-139 Intermediate Twin, together with the first prototypes of the AW-169 Light Intermediate and AW-189 8-ton class, performed in the flying display on the first 3 days of the show. The aircraft are also being represented in the static display area by an offshore-configured AW-139 a utility-configured AW-169, and a full-size mock-up and search-and-rescue-configured AW-189. Latvia-based AirBaltic has signed a letter of intent to acquire 10 CS-300 aircraft and take purchase rights on a further 10 CS-300 jetliners. Bombardier Aerospace announced Tuesday that based on the list price of the CS-300 airliner, a firm order contract with the network carrier will be valued at approximately $764 million and could increase to $1.57 billion should the 10 purchase rights be converted to firm orders. When Aero News continues, another Raptor pilot is stricken in flight. The FAA has slapped fines on Delta and Kingfisher Airlines for safety violations. And remember when Al Gore invented the internet?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Thursday, July 12. I'm Glenn Moyer. Despite an ongoing investigation and orders for F-22 Raptor pilots to stay close to available emergency landing sites, another pilot has been stricken with hypoxia-like symptoms. According to the website Wired, the incident occurred last Friday off the coast of Hawaii. The pilot was able to land safely, but it marks the 23rd case of an unexplained hypoxic incident since the jet was launched in 2005. The incident was revealed to reporters on Tuesday by Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia. While this latest case is under a 30-day review, Warner says it seems to be indicative of a problem that, quote, unfortunately seems to be unending, end quote. Attention is now being refocused on the onboard oxygen generating system, or OBOGs, which Warner says may be suspect in its design. Warner says the OBOGs may have been designed to older standards and may not be producing enough oxygen to meet the pilot's needs when operating the modern fighter. While the investigation continues, the fleet remains under orders to operate close enough to available landing sites to allow stricken pilots to get down safely in an emergency. The FAA is proposing two civil penalties totaling $987,500 against Delta Airlines of Atlanta. The FAA alleges Delta operated a B-737 on 20 flights without repairing chip damage to the aircraft's radar dome. Such damage is required to be repaired before any further flight. The proposed penalty is $687,500. An additional $300,000 fine is proposed against Delta for allegedly operating an Airbus A320 on 884 flights between May 25th of 2010 and January 3rd, 2011, with a broken dome light socket at the first officer's position. The manual requires that repair be made within 10 days. The proposed fine against Kingfisher Air Safari of San Juan, Puerto Rico, is allegedly for operating a Cessna 208B on 44 flights between June 2nd and June 11th of 2010, when it was not in compliance with federal aviation regulations. The FAA alleges that three pilots reported that the aircraft's engine temperature exceeded the takeoff limits before the carrier took the required maintenance action and had the engine repaired. That repair should have been made after the initial pilot report. Well, it's time to take a trip now into the way, way, way back machine, back into the dark ages of the internet. You know, we're talking around the 1990s. When the folks who created Aero News Network were the first aviation news organization to post news and updates every day live from the grounds of Whitman Field and the Holy Land of Oshkosh. That was, of course, long before anyone else could even spell World Wide Web, and just shortly after Al Gore said he had invented the internet, and well before any true competition arose to mimic our efforts to cover the greatest air show on or over the earth. Since then, we've done something amazing every year to raise the bar in terms of covering this event in new, exciting, and intriguing ways, and, well, this year we have a big update to share with you. In fact, the update is so big. How big is it? Well, it's so big that we don't have time to detail it for you here. So please do us a favor. Log on to www.aero-news.net and read all about it there. We promise you it'll be worth your while. That's our five-star final report for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.